I'm Rich Kimble. Kerry Haskell's here. And to kick us off on this 5 o'clock hour, I'm so confused. It's Friday, but Alan Adams from The Main Edge is here, and he's talking movies. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was talking to you off air. I literally have lost track of what day it is. Like, I haven't the slightest idea what's going on. But I'm super psyched to be here, and I'm glad that you guys were able to make arrangements to fit me in, because it would have broken my heart to not be able to come on here and do some Oscar talk with you guys. So I'm glad we were able to make the time.
Well, yeah, well, we have to. I mean, it's a downtown tradition here. Oscar's coming up on Sunday night. I am... Well, I'm just a huge movie geek. I am totally in the bag for the Oscars. I will watch every minute of it. We'll cook up some fun food. We'll have our own little Oscars party. You have an Oscar bash every year as well.
Yep.
And I know there are people who don't like award shows. And I don't like all award shows, but I love the Oscars.
Yeah, and it's that's basically it for me. I'm not necessarily a huge fan of the Oscars. And I'll freely admit that, you know, it's the sort of thing that maybe has decreased a little bit in terms of relevance in recent years. But you know what? It's the 90th year. It's the 90th year of the Oscars. Like, that's, you know, and you make it 90 years with anything. Like, you're doing like something. There's something going on there. There's something that's resonating, you know. And so, yeah, so I'm really excited. I think it was a pretty good movie year, all things considered. Some really great stuff out there. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to finding out, you know, who takes home the Oscar.
Well, let's start with some of the acting awards first. And let's look at actress in a supporting role. Five strong candidates: Mary J. Blige, Allison Janney, Leslie Manville, Laurie Metcalf, and Octavia Spencer. That's a pretty solid field.
Well, it's so funny. Like, I feel like the supporting categories, as a rule, tend to be just a little bit more stacked than the leading categories. And I don't know why that is necessarily. I think it's just there's something to be said for actors who are able to, you know, air it all out in 2/3 the screen time. Like, you know, you have some of these bigger, you know, some of these bigger parts, like you can't go out there and just throw 100 every pitch. But when you're, you know, when you've got a relatively, you know, a smaller role, like, you can really just throw gas the entire time. And that's when you get some, I mean, just really outstanding performances. That being said, I mean, I think there are a couple that, like Mary J. Blige, who, by all accounts is just phenomenal in Mudbound. I think she suffers the double whammy of not necessarily being known as an actor, and the fact that Mudbound is a Netflix joint. And I think we're still a couple of years away from the Academy being willing to recognize the films produced by these streaming services as equals to those produced by the traditional studio system. It's not fair, but I mean, I think that's just, I think as the roster of voters turns over, in the coming years, I think that's going to change significantly. Leslie Manville, who's great in Phantom Thread, you know, anyone who can hold their own, opposite Daniel Day-Lewis is clearly doing something right. Octavia Spencer, who this has kind of become sort of a semi-annual tradition. We see Octavia Spencer show up in the Best Supporting Actress category for her work in The Shape of Water. She's excellent. But I think this is a two-horse race. I think it's going to be Laurie Metcalf in Lady Bird. I love Laurie Metcalf. I think she's incredibly talented. I think she can really do just about anything when it comes to the craft. And this is a marvelous part for her, playing, you know, a sort of a tightly wound suburban mother, struggling to do her best to do right by her teenage daughter. But I think it's going to be Allison Janney. I think Allison Janney is going to win for I, Tonya. I think she's it's a transformative part, and to be so magnetic while also being so off-putting. That's the hallmark of that entire film, truth be told. Like, you have these terrible people being somehow, and yet you're still drawn to them. But I think, I don't think anyone does it better than Allison Janney does. And she's an incredible talent. And it's just, it's kind of remarkable that she doesn't already have one of these. But yeah, she's going to add one to the collection here on Sunday.
Another loaded field, best actor in a supporting role: Willem Dafoe for The Florida Project, Woody Harrelson for Three Billboards, Richard Jenkins, who's amazing in everything he does, from Shape of Water, Sam Rockwell from Three Billboards. And then coming off the bench at the last minute, Christopher Plummer sneaks in with the Kevin Spacey replacement Oscar.
Yeah, I think, you know, and it's funny that you mentioned Plummer. After I saw that movie, I was like, oh, man, he's going to have a real shot at this. But I think the sort of novelty of it shone a little bit of light in everybody's eyes as far as, I mean, and it's a great performance, and he absolutely deserves to be on this list, particularly when you take into account the circumstances behind the performance. But I just don't necessarily think it's going to be enough. Like you said, Richard Jenkins is awesome because he's always awesome. He does a wonderful job. He plays the neighbor of the lead actress in The Shape of Water, and does a wonderful job creating a character very unlike other characters that he's played and that we've seen him play in the past, which is always great to see. I thought Woody Harrelson was fantastic in Three Billboards, and it's one of those things where it's like the unfortunate truth is his performance, for reasons that I won't get into because, you know, for the risk of spoiling the events of Three Billboards, kind of get swept away by his castmate, Sam Rockwell, who, however you might feel about Three Billboards, and I understand there's been some backlash and some people, some people are having some reactions to the film, and it's problematic in a lot of ways. But there's no denying how good Rockwell is in this movie, because he's another one who's always good, but it's like he's taking it up a notch here. There's a lot of talk that it might be that Willem Dafoe might make a late push for his work on The Florida Project and kind of sneak ahead. But I feel like it's that push is maybe a little too late, and I think it's going to be Rockwell who's going to win.
All right, let's look at actor in a leading role. Daniel Day-Lewis, anytime he does a movie, he gets nominated. Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel, Esquire. Gary Oldman, Churchill in The Darkest Hour. Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out. And then Timothy Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think Chalamet is one of those names, like, get used to knowing how to pronounce it, because like he's going to be here again and again. He's in not only is he great in Call Me By Your Name, he's also excellent in Lady Bird. Like he has a great turn in there as well. He's a very gifted actor, and one of these sort of out of nowhere stories that I think sort of, you know, indicates greater things to come. He's just a kid. Like he's not there yet. Daniel Kaluuya, who is outstanding in Get Out, and frankly, I was a little shocked that the Academy chose to recognize him for his work. Not that he doesn't deserve it, but it's just like there's this weird prejudice against more genre-oriented fare, and for them to recognize a movie like Get Out as much as they have is pretty remarkable. Like not only in the larger category, but even right here, like the fact that Kaluuya is walking in this company, I think is a big deal. Denzel Washington, I love me some Denzel. It's a fantastic performance in an unfortunately not very good movie, and I think that probably torpedoes his chances. Daniel Day-Lewis is always a factor. He's always going to be a factor just because he's so beloved by the people who vote on these things. But man, Oldman's Churchill, holy crap. Like it's one of those things where it's like you stop seeing the makeup very quickly. Like he really disappears into the part in a way that I don't think anyone really would have expected to the extent that he's done it. So I think it's going to be Oldman.
All right, actress in a leading role, Frances McDormand, Amazing in Everything for Three Billboards, Margot Robbie and I, Tonya, Meryl Streep, the obligatory Streep nomination for The Post, Sally Hawkins, who doesn't say a word,
doesn't talk,
in Shape of Water, and then, will I get it right? I don't think I will. Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird.
You hit the nail on the head. Obligatory Streep nomination. She's great in this movie, but it's like I don't know that you put this in the top 10, 15 Meryl Streep performances. That being said, you know, it's like this is her 21st Academy Award nomination, which is really remarkable. She believes she deserves to be here, but yeah, there's no way. It's not a winning performance by any stretch of the imagination. Saoirse Ronan is great as the titular Lady Bird in Lady Bird. She captures that sort of coming of age energy in a way that I don't think we've really seen on screen in a very long time, if ever. You mentioned Sally Hawkins not speaking. The fact that someone is able to carry a film of this magnitude so thoroughly and so effortlessly without speaking is just, it's just a masterclass of the sort of minimalism at its finest. It's a fantastic performance, just excellent across the board. Margot Robbie as Tanya Harding is an unexpected delight. I kind of knew that Margot Robbie was talented, but I didn't expect this, and I don't know that anyone else really did either. And so to see her kind of really make that leap is really pretty exciting, and it makes you look forward to what might be coming down the road. But again, apologies to the other four nominees, but Frances McDormand's going to win this. It would be a shock to me if anyone else knocked her out, because she's just so outstanding. And again, Three Billboards has its problems, but it's not the performances.
Alan Adams of The Main Edge, Oscars preview here. We got about 3 minutes left. We'll get to Best Picture, but I want to touch just quickly and get your thoughts on winners in a few other categories. Animated feature film. Graham and Abby saw Coco and loved it. I saw Boss Baby. I thought that was great too. What do you think is going to win?
It's going to be Coco. You bet against Pixar at your peril.
Best director, very interesting field. Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk, Jordan Peele for Get Out, Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird, Paul Thomas Anderson, Phantom Thread, and then Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water.
Yeah, it's a great category, and there are names not on the list that are as impressive. Martin McDonagh for Three Billboards, Sean Baker for his work on The Florida Project, and Denis Villeneuve for Blade Runner 2049 would warrant attention for something like this. They're all excellent. Nolan might have made the most interesting war movie we've seen this decade. Jordan Peele, pretty remarkable that a first-time director gets nominated for this. Greta Gerwig, only the fifth female director to be nominated in this category, so congratulations to her. Paul Thomas Anderson, who might be the best filmmaker of his generation, you'd have to come up with a pretty good argument to convince me otherwise. But I think this is going to be Guillermo del Toro. I think I think he's going to join. He's going to join his colleagues like Alfonso Cuarón and Iñárritu and those guys as the latest greatest Spanish language filmmaker to make the leap and win this trophy.
Original screenplay is always interesting, and sometimes that becomes a consolation prize for films that are up for Best Picture, or sometimes for directors who are up for Best Director. You've got Big Sick, Shape of Water, Get Out, Lady Bird, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
It's I think this is where Get Out gets its trophy, because I don't think the Academy will in good conscience let this ceremony end without Get Out receiving some sort of recognition, and I think this is probably the easiest place for them to give it. Peele certainly deserves it. It's a fantastic script, but Gerwig's script for Lady Bird could slide in there, and I wouldn't be shocked if The Big Sick got it, because it was such a great script.
All right, let's go to Best Picture with a minute to go here. 9 nominees. First, let me ask you, what should win?
Honestly, I think the movies that will still be relevant and talked about 10 years from now are Get Out and Lady Bird. I think those are the two that are going to be entered into the canon, if you will. Neither one of them are going to win. They're not going to win. I think it's going to come down to, The Shape of Water or Three Billboards. I think that's the deal. And maybe something sneaks in because they do ranked choice voting on the Best Picture nomination. So it's possible that everybody's third favorite gets a shot to slide in there. But I think it's going to come down to those two. There's been a lot of push for Three Billboards, but there's been a lot of resistance as well. And the reality is, when movies receive 13 Oscar nominations, they tend to win Best Picture, and that's where The Shape of Water is at, which, don't get me wrong, it's a remarkable movie. It's a wonderful piece of filmmaking. Guillermo del Toro does a wonderful job. The performances are fantastic. It's the weirdo, dark fairy tale love story that you never knew you wanted, that involves, you know, the creature from the Black Lagoon, you know, finding love in a government facility in 1960s Baltimore, you know. And it's just like, again, it's a wonderful movie. It looks great. It's well made, all those things, but it's going to be, and you know, 10 years from now, no one's going to really care all that much about The Shape of Water. But they're going to look back with real fondness and reverence at movies like Get Out and Lady Bird, which really are going to serve as probably the beginnings of incredibly lengthy and incredibly impactful filmmaking careers.
Alan Adams, read his entire Oscar preview this week, cover story in The Main Edge. Alan, thanks for coming in on Friday.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
Good luck getting that belt back. You deserve it.
I do deserve it. I'm coming for you, cousins.
There you go. Hey, I want to mention, too, tonight, Bangor Arts Exchange, the focus group.
Yeah, no, we're back at it again there at the Bangor Arts Exchange at 181 Exchange Street there in Bangor. Tickets, as always, $5. Show starts at 8 o'clock. We're going to be in the ballroom. We're going to be doing what we do, and, you know, as always, we are lowering the level of cultural discourse in this town.
As only the focus group can.
True that.
Thanks, Alan.
My pleasure.
Alan Adams with us here on Downtown, and back on Monday, too. Holy cow, how good is that?